I am Central Coast attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Make that 12 in a row for the Knicks.
Brunson holding it just across midcourt, defended by Vassell. 8 to shoot, right wing, crossover, right elbow, step back, pump fake, leans in, throws it up, and he knocked it down! Jalen Brunson, a ridiculous shot! And the Knicks have a 6-point lead, 38 seconds to go.
You heard it all on the Knicks Radio Network. Brunson ended with 30 points despite struggling in the first half as the Knicks stole game one from the Spurs, coming out on top 105-95. Victor Wembanyama was 6 of 21 from the field and ended with 26 points and 12 rebounds. In baseball, the Dodgers shut out the Diamondbacks 7-0 behind Shohei Ohtani, who pitched 6 scoreless innings, had 7 strikeouts, while also recording 3 hits at the plate. His ERA is now 0.74. The Guardians edged the Yankees 5-4, and the A's held on 5-4 against the Cubs in 10 innings.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off. 15% off Wolverine work boots. And at D&J, you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, June 4th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
San Miguel CSD seeking candidates for board of directors. Convicted murderer in San Luis Obispo County to be released on parole. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 61 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The San Miguel CSD is seeking candidates to fill 3 seats for its board of directors in the November election. San Miguel is an unincorporated community in Slo County with about 2,800 residents, located 7 miles north of the city of Paso Robles. The district provides fire services, street lighting and landscaping, wastewater collection and treatment, portable water production and distribution, and more. The board consists of 5 members with staggered 4-year terms. They meet every fourth Tuesday at 6 p.m. in San Miguel's Senior Center. Of the 3 available seats, 2 are 4-year terms, from December 2026 to December 2030. One is a 2-year term beginning in December 2026 and ending in December 2028. The nomination period for declaration of candidacy forms runs from July 13th to August 7th. A convicted murderer who is 20 years old at the time of his crime could be released early on parole. 36-year-old Patrick Woollett was convicted by a jury in 2009, alongside now 54-year-old Chad Westbrook, for the 2007 murder of Joshua Holgate in San Luis Obispo County. Holgate was killed at Woollett's home at the Oceanair Mobile Home Park in San Luis Obispo, where Westbrook shot him with a shotgun while Woollett beat both a Holgate and a woman with a baseball bat to death after they had sex. The woman was engaged to Woollett's brother, which is what prosecutors say prompted the crime. Woollett could be released early because he was a youthful offender, under the age of 26 at the time he committed his crimes. He's expected to be released on June 6th. Slocog advances half-cent sales tax to November 2026 ballot. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The San Luis Obispo Council of Governments voted to place the local roads first transportation tax measure on the November 2026 ballot. This came from a 10-2 vote from its board of directors. The proposed measure would levy a half-cent sales tax in San Luis Obispo County that would go to fund a dedicated transportation improvement. Slocog says if approved by the voters, the measure would provide an estimated $35 million a year in local funding for road repairs, safety improvements, congestion relief, transit, safe routes to school, and mobility programs for seniors, veterans, and people with disabilities. 3 new meerkats have been added to the Central Coast Zoo, just in time for the 23rd annual Ice Cream Zoofari, this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. 3 2-year-old female meerkat sisters have all joined the zoo, born in Colorado. The meerkat sisters are named Bumble, Buzz, and Honeycomb, known as the Bee Girls. They will join 2 resident meerkat males. Meerkats, native to southern Africa, are highly social animals that live in cooperative family groups, organized around a strict matriarchal society. There's so much more to see at the Central Coast Zoo. Don't forget to enjoy the annual Ice Cream Zoofari this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. with all-you-can-eat ice cream sundaes. The County Clerk Recorder's Office has released another update yesterday evening for votes counted in San Luis Obispo County. For the District 2 Supervisor race, Michael Aaron Woody remains ahead of James D'Antona, 52-48% of the votes. Turnout so far for District 2 is 22%. For District 4, Jimmy Paulding remains ahead of Adam Verdon, 52-48%. Elena Cano still leads in the Clerk Recorder's race with 61% of the votes. Vanessa Rosso is 28% and Gaia Powell has 11%. The next update for votes in San Luis Obispo County will be released today by 5 p.m. For the governor's race, Steve Hilton and Javier Becerra remain the top 2, with 28 and 26% of the votes respectively. In California news, a shooting broke out during a high school graduation ceremony yesterday evening. The shooting happened at 7:15 p.m. on the Fairfield High School campus parking lot towards the end of the ceremony. 3 victims were injured by gunfire, ages 11, 20, and 25. An 18-year-old died from their injuries, and no active suspects were reported after police arrived. Officials have confirmed the identity of the suspect who took 10 hostages at a Chase building in Bakersfield. 41-year-old Anthony Scott Harris was shot and killed at about 4:20 a.m. yesterday after a nearly 16-hour standoff. He was an Army veteran who was dishonorably discharged and had a history of trouble with law enforcement. He was a registered sex offender. Police say he was demanding materials from an earlier case he was involved in. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers shut out the Diamondbacks 7-0. The Angels beat the Rockies 11-4. The Athletics over the Cubs 5-4. The Giants shut out the Brewers 1-0. The Phillies beat the Padres 3-2. The Guardians over the Yankees 5-4. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks. The Padres will go against the Phillies. The Giants will face the Brewers. The Athletics will go against the Cubs. And the Yankees will face the Guardians. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Technological breakthroughs in recent years with artificial intelligence and gene editing are opening up new possibilities for plant breeders. But will we run into some of the same controversies that the last wave of biotech crops encountered? Pairwise CEO Tom Adams says gene editing tools like CRISPR are fundamentally different from the process with GMOs in that they're dealing with genes already native to that crop species.
Now, CRISPR is a technology that allows you to make relatively precise changes to genes, which is a real step forward from the conventional, what's conventional now, GMO technology, where you're bringing in genes from other organisms. You're actually able to use this technology to tweak the genes that are there, and typically tweaking them to be just function similarly to how they already function in some varieties, but you can bring varieties together more quickly. So we've been able to use this technology to take the pungent flavor out of mustard greens. We've used it now to take the seeds out of blackberries and also to make much higher yielding berries. So it's a pretty diverse technology. We've also used it a lot on the big acre crops like corn and soybean through our partnerships with Bayer and now with Corteva.
Pairwise now has a number of partnerships to license their Fulcrum gene editing tools to several agricultural companies in a variety of different crops.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson, Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded our early bird sale. You can see all the results of that sale at northernlivestockvideo.com. Record-breaking prices on these calves. Our June sale comes up June 24th, the early summer special. If you want to be part of that sale, get your contract into us by June 5th. We can do the filming anytime over the next couple weeks after that. Early summer special for Northern Livestock Video. Call us at 866-616-5035 or go to northernlivestockvideo.com.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The logging industry's decline in Northern California during the past few decades led many sawmills to shutter, affecting communities that had long depended on timber production. But there's still a need for logging as state agencies such as Cal Fire increasingly back logging and forest thinning projects as key strategies for reducing wildfire risk. In Trinity County, local teachers and others in the community worked to secure grants that helped Hayfork High School begin construction of its own sawmill in 2024. Last month, the school held a grand opening for the sawmill, which is now nearly complete. The hope is that the sawmill will stoke much-needed interest in the forestry field. It's important to support logging through projects like this because our forests don't stop growing, said Ren Winters, a forester and former Hayfork High School student. We've not been good stewards of our public lands for decades, and programs like this will ensure a workforce for the future. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 50, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday and Thursday. Low 80s on Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, low 80s on Wednesday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 62 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. Luxury Joy Designs from the Heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are looking at a slight increase in the number of new claims for unemployment benefits last week to 225,000, though continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, declined. Tech stocks Broadcom and Ciena both reported solid earnings. Investors are disappointed that their forecast wasn't even more upbeat, and both stocks are skidding, taking down the NASDAQ. And Bitcoin's price continues to lose value, down to the $63,000 range. Macy's shares have jumped about 18% since mid-May, when Berkshire Hathaway disclosed its stake in the company. Berkshire owns about 1% of Macy's, and Macy's shares are up about 1% today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case, man in my
case. Right, Joyce, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, coming up this afternoon, 1230 till 2. Karen will be interviewing Josh Friedman and Dave Duringer about Ukraine, and Dave has relatives living there, and then Josh, he just attended the Black Sea Security, and that was a forum they had in Odessa, so they'll update you on that. All this afternoon on Sound Off with Karen Vealy and her guest, and of course you here on The Right Choice.
For the perfect getaway without going too far, experience the beauty of Alogreto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Alogreto Vineyard Resort today. Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the last half of the 19th century, vigilante committees took place in most Western states. And sometimes the reason for and the guilt of the person hanged wasn't always clear. As we shall see today, sometimes in the Old West when vigilantes struck, their perceived motivation wasn't always the real one. The town was Belmont, Nevada. Charles McIntyre was a 16-year-old boy who had come from Pennsylvania. Coming from Pennsylvania, he probably had a mining background because he went to work at one of the mines in Belmont. One evening, he was out with his friend John Walker when John got into a gunfight and wounded a man. All indications are the gunfight was a fair one, and Charles McIntyre was just a bystander. But both Walker and McIntyre were arrested and placed in jail. Evidently, they didn't think their chances at trial were good because 11 days later, they escaped. Within 48 hours, they were found and put back in jail. Although Belmont didn't have a standing vigilante committee, about midnight on June 2, 1874, a group of men stormed the jail and, without much effort, overcame the sheriff and hanged both Walker and McIntyre from a cell ceiling beam. This was an interesting act given that neither boy had a reputation for breaking the law, and although John Walker did participate in a gunfight that at worst would normally require a few dollars fine, Charles McIntyre's crime seemed to be just that of being a friend of Walker. Oh, there was one other thing. At the time, the mines were having labor problems, and it was rumored these two boys were trying to organize the mine workers. Quite possibly, the vigilantes weren't just local citizens, but goons hired by the mines. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peak team at Peak Realty. Just Google Peak Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peak team at Peak Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. A convicted murderer who was 20 years old at the time of his crime could be released early on parole. 36-year-old Patrick Wallett was convicted by a jury in 2009, alongside now 54-year-old Chad Westbrook, for the murder of Joshua Holgate at his mobile home in San Luis Obispo. Part of Wallett's parole is because he is a youthful offender, under the age of 26 at the time he committed his crimes. Three new meerkats have been added to the Central Coast Zoo just in time for the 23rd annual Ice Cream Zoofari from 5 to 8 p.m. this Saturday. Three two-year-old female meerkat sisters have all joined the zoo. Meerkats are native to southern Africa and are a highly social animal that live in cooperative family groups. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 62 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump on a peace deal with Iran says it might not happen, or it could happen over the weekend. But four Republicans joined all Democrats voting to halt military action on Iran.
On this vote, the yeas are 215 and the nays are 208.
That war powers vote will meet President Trump's veto pen. California is still counting. Republicans Steve Hilton and Spencer Pratt still holding on to their places toward a November runoff for governor and L.A. mayor. Water will flow to the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. Renovations complete by the builder-in-chief.
Great concept that never worked because it always leaked. They used stone originally, and the stone leaks because it's got a lot of crevices. And we have a very special material that we use.
Painted flag blue, the president says the pool works wonderfully for the first time since it was built in 1922. America is listening to Fox News.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement for window masters. All right, lots of sunshine today. A little cooler, low 90s for your Thursday. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s. And for your Friday, even a little cooler, upper 80s and low 80s Saturday, mid 70s on Sunday. Monday, upper 70s, same Tuesday, Wednesday, low 80s, mid 80s a week from today, next Thursday. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:48 a.m., 8:16 p.m. We're at 63. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like those absolutely gorgeous doors built right in. All right. Okay, let's see here. It is sound off this afternoon. Karen Vealy and a little update that she will be having on. Quite an interesting show. And Josh Friedman and Dave Duringer, they're going to be talking about Ukraine. Now, Dave has a relative or two there. And then Josh Friedman, he just attended the Black Sea Security Forum in Odessa. So that's this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just call them, 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL. Join us on this Thursday for Freedom of Speech, not from it.
Been 40 days since I don't know when. I just saw her with the morning exchange. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? KPRL.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's see here. Once Kevin, on the text, I remember driving my mom to the store, and she used the S word, and I told my mom, there are over a million words in the world, and that's the word you chose. She was a little embarrassed, but her self thought it was hilarious, is what I told her. Well, none of us know a million words. I don't know.
Well, wasn't that a question, actually, you asked me one time? Our personal trivia question, how much does, the average person know?
How many? I was just thinking the same thing.
And it was a lot bigger than I expected because, it counts words that are basically the same but have slightly different meanings as a different word.
Well, I think they throw in stuff like it, was.
Yeah, and each there is technically three words, there, and there.
Yeah, so was it over 100,000?
I don't remember. I don't know if it was close to a million, but it was a lot bigger than I remember, or I guessed, that's for sure.
Okay, so then also, I don't know if we went on from that or I looked it up or tried to, then okay, if we know, but what do we consolidate our basic vocabulary to X amount of words?
I don't know.
Well, get ready for that question. Okay? Because it's a coming. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kevin. Hey, regarding the use of the F-bomb in the high school situations, a couple years ago, I helped coach the JV baseball team at Paso Robles High School, and I was so appalled by the use of the F-bomb in every sentence, whether it was an adjective, an adverb, a verb, or whatever they wanted to use it. It was an all-purpose word, and I was thinking maybe I was going to try to initiate a cuss jar where they put a dollar in every time they said something like that because it was out of control, but then I realized the coaches were using it too, so I had no remorse.
Okay, well, was this in the course of just a normal conversation, or was a...
Every sentence, every conversation.
All right, so this just wasn't like a frustrating thing, a guy strikes out?
No, it was like the go-to word.
Okay, now, again, I wonder if that's consistent in any environment that they're in.
Well, I can't say. I made the mistake on ferrying them in the city van to one of the long-distance games, and I let them have control of the radio, and I was appalled at what they were listening to.
Well,
it's just, it seems to be the mentality now of what's going around.
Well, okay, so when it comes to music, that's obviously generational.
Perhaps.
Well, now, I realize that the lyrics weren't, you know, what they were back then, what they are now. However, there are, you know, quite a few songs that were banned or try to be banned because of suggestive lyrics.
I remember they tried to ban Wooly Bully once.
Well, yeah, a whole bunch of songs. Lightning Striking, Peter, Puff the Magic Dragon, and others,
right,
and so forth.
Right,
so,
right. I remember that.
But one of the things that I've done over the years when I get somebody new into the business, and I would tell them, you know, because they would ask me about speaking. I said, one thing to do is practice is when you see signs, read them, you know, and pronounce the words correctly. But then one of the other things I said, when you listen to your buddies, make sure you listen and see the language that comes out of their mouths and see if it sounds like it's intelligent. So like the gentleman here was saying on the email earlier, when he gets involved with someone in a conversation and there's nothing but F-bombs, he's not interested.
Yeah, I mean, I know some very intelligent people who have a better vocabulary than that, but that's their go-to word. I don't get it.
Well, but is it consistent, or do they just drop it in every once in a while?
Yeah, it would be in the situation. It's pretty much consistent as a way of putting emphasis on anything they want to say. I mean, they use it when they don't need to use it. That was great, but they put an F bomb in the middle of that sentence for whatever. Does that help?
I don't. You know? Well, not necessarily. In most cases, no. It's just there. It's we insert lazy words in to make up for being direct and to the point.
Yeah, you know, and it's not just here. Have you seen the Apple show Ted Lasso?
No, I never heard of it.
Oh, it's worth a look. It's hilarious. It's one of the best shows I've seen in a while. But it's filmed in England, and even the gentle public is using this word as a daily conversational tool. And it was just, I don't know if it's just the way our language is devolving or evolving. Take your pick of choice of words.
Well, as I've said, this has become generational, and it's become accepted.
Exactly. It has become accepted, except in some circles.
Right. Well, it may depend on your education and, you know, the people that you're hanging around with.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things that, again, that I used to do is tell these kids is, you know, you need to listen to somebody who is precise and direct with their conversation. And I'll tell you, even if they're not saying anything, you'll be more impressed with them than you would be.
There are ways to get your points across without having to go there. Exactly correct.
Yep, that's it. And
some of the best orators of our time could make someone feel very, very ashamed, Churchill or people like that, without ever having to go into profanity. I'm sure Churchill used it, but he never did during a public ceremony.
Well, no, again, but that would be the time that he lived in.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, we see things now that are on the, you know, well, not necessarily on the newscast directly, but when you go on the internet and you see some of our elected officials and some of the outtakes.
Yeah. I've seen that. I'm shocked.
Well, I'm not so shocked because that's just the way they are. But it comes back to, it's acceptable where years ago they would have been vilified for that language.
Absolutely.
So I don't think we're going to get better.
No, I don't. I think that's just the way it's going right now.
However, when somebody can stand up in front of a bunch of people and be direct and precise without nasty language, I think they're the winners.
I don't disagree.
Yep. By the way,
we have a lot of good speakers at the Rotary Club that never happens. And they get the point across very well.
Well, but, you know, again, that's an example of they respect the environment.
Yes.
Okay, because you're not going to go to, my assumption here is most service clubs, and somebody's going to show up and give a speech and start dropping F-bombs.
Now, it wouldn't be really.
Now, those, you know, the particular speaker may, in a different atmosphere, use that, not consistently, but again, it's respect. So.
Well, yeah. Kind of like there's the old motto, clothes make the man. I think words go the same way.
They do, in some cases, yes.
But, yeah.
All right.
Okay, that's
thanks.
It.
All right, bye.
Have a good day.
Which, by the way, direct and to the point, and always been my big bugaboo, and because I cite this often. If Lincoln's Gettysburg Address was, what, two minutes and 15 seconds, you know, people that go on, and I'm going on because I have to fill time here, but I'll give you an example, and this is not a speech to me. It was an email that was sent to me. There is a new ownership of the Ag Information Network. And this guy goes on for about 3 minutes writing, and I really don't know what the heck that he's writing about. It's like, you know what? My name is so-and-so. If you need any help, I'm taking over. Okay, that's all great and stuff. But it's all, you know, I see the eyes, I, so forth. And it's like, okay, you could have condensed this. If you're in, as he says, he's been in the broadcast industry for 30 years, condense it to the point. You know, one of the things that people, with commercials in particular, is people want direct and to the point. They don't want all that other nonsense. It's filler. Now, again, in some cases, we have to fill. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to interject a thought. I really enjoyed the conversation between you and Doc. It says a lot. But then on the other end, I was thinking about when people are really incensed and they're angry. I've heard them use the term, that's ludicrous. And the word ludicrous to me just doesn't carry the same kind of weight as an F-bomb does. Not that I use it, but every now and again, if you're trying to really make a point, the word ludicrous, especially in a court of law, just kind of like doesn't carry any weight to me at all.
So instead of ludicrous, you would probably do a BS.
Yeah, I would. It just carries, you get the feeling that you're making your point a little stronger. The way you swing your bat is going to hit a home run instead of a base hit.
Okay. Suppose I use ludicrous and instead of the BS, does using ludicrous maybe present a more intelligent response than just BS?
I would use the term legal because you're not going to use any profanity in a court of law because you're going to wind up going to jail that day. So I'd call it the word you use to keep it legal.
Okay, so again, I'm playing here with you. So if I go to a court and I start using the F-bombs, why am I going to get in trouble? I'm going to be warned, probably, first. And if I continue to do it, why? Because that's my freedom of speech, and that's the way I talk.
Well, I've heard another term called Tourette's syndrome, and a court of law will put up with that because you got Tourette's.
Well, I don't want to go too far off track here. I'm just... It's my freedom of speech, so I'm using it. The judge says, well, you can't use the F. But if that's my common, typical, everyday situation, and of course, in some communities, that may be accepted. So why wouldn't it be accepted or not? Why wouldn't it be accepted in a court of law?
You know, I would say that it depends on the judge, because some judges are somewhat tolerant. There are others that absolutely take their position as being God, and you use a term like that, you're going to jail.
Well, okay, so I think some of it is the respect for the system and the respect for everybody else that may be in the room. So you're passing this along. So when we talk about respect, if you want to bring in this yearbook, I don't know if you've ever watched Judge Judy. She will correct people and say, you know, that's not an answer, or use the correct word, or don't use that word. Like, is not an answer. No, ma'am.
Yeah.
No, ma'am is an answer. No, sir, yes, sir, etc. That's an answer. So what she's asking for is respect of the situation that you're in. And I think if people were correct, this is wishful thinking. If people were corrected on that, that maybe they would be able to present themselves in a better way to other people trying to make a case or whatever they're trying to do.
Well, I would argue once again that instead of the word respect, I would call it legal, because one thing you recognize about being in a court of law, the law doesn't necessarily have to be ethical. Okay, it can be, for the most part, the law is a law. Therefore, it doesn't need to be ethical. Once it's the law, that is the way you follow it, and you are required as a citizen to respect it. But you know what? In your heart, you don't, because sometimes you know some laws are just not right. So there you go, you know?
Well, no, I agree with you 100% that some laws are just not right, and they may be downright idiotic, or the how it's applied in certain situations or moments can be stretched a little bit.
Absolutely.
You know.
Okay. I just really appreciate some of the topics that are covered on KPRL. And I was just thinking the other day how much I appreciate your position, because you have been a staunch conservative. And I've thought about some of the other radio stations that do not reflect your point of view. And you must be a sore spot for a lot of, if anything, the left, those that espouse their left point of view. You've got to be an absolute sore spot for them. And you know, we love you that much more because of it.
Well, thank you. But, you know, I'll tell you, I had the Republican Party. Again, I'm going back maybe 2020, when Abel Maldonado was running or in office. I had members of the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County show up at the front door after I got off the air one day and told me to lay off Abel. And I politely told them to go to double hockey sticks.
Which was the right thing to do.
Right. Don't come up here and ever tell me what my opinion should be. That's what they were trying to do. And I lost a lot of respect. And I don't know if it was that particular incident, but that's when that incident. But I re-registered as a libertarian. Because
I did for a while. I was a libertarian up until Donald Trump convinced me I'd come back to the Republican Party, and I've been absolutely impressed by his stalwart positions on conservative points of view.
I don't think hardcore conservatives would say that he's conservative enough.
You're always going to have, you know, your extreme right and your extreme left. I don't know. What really makes my blood run cold are the rhinos, the moderates, the ones that give in to the left each and every time. This get along just doesn't cut it. You have to stand up at times and say, absolutely no, that there is no compromise here. I will be intransigent when it comes to conservative points of view that have to be you stand behind without compromise.
Well, I would agree, and you also have to be realistic that, you know, your candidate may not be able or not be able to. You may not agree with, you know, 10 out of 10 things, but if it's 8 out of 10, you know, don't sit on your hands and not vote because you don't like the other two. I can't stand that. The other ones that I don't like are the people that say that they're fiscally conservative but socially liberal. That is entirely impossible to be. You cannot, because if you're socially liberal, that means you're allocating or allowing money to go to all the social programs, and that's not being fiscally conservative.
I so agree with that.
I think, here it is.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say quickly, I think some people say things along those lines just to be liked.
Well, probably so, but all I can say to that is that if you don't stand behind your conviction, which I feel many people that I really did agree with, at certain points I agreed with them, but I've noticed over the past number of decades that the right has compromised with the left so much so that now we got the term I call rhinos, because they don't really stand for anything. They just want to be in the middle and not stand for much of, or just put on a nominal name of saying I'm a conservative. I like the term constitutional conservative. That really sums up, you know, where I stand.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, on that constitutional conservatism, you should never compromise. Never.
No, because the Constitution it lays it out right there. It's easy. This is what the Constitution. I don't know why there's arguments with that, but people, you know, they've been going after the Constitution for a long time. So, and the other part of that is because most people don't know the Constitution. So when you see people get up at a school board or a supervisor or a city council meeting and mention the Constitution, you can almost see the people like, oh my gosh, here comes a whack job.
What makes America's Constitution so good is it's so simple and straightforward.
Yes,
it's,
it is.
It's the corrupt politicians that read more into it than what simple English has basically stated. Germany is known for having one of the longest constitutions, and it's just totally chaotic. And
one of the things we need to get back to here in this country is teaching civics and things like the Constitution a little bit more in school,
and absolutely,
and the Bill of Rights. We're just about out of time, sir, but I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, got the noise there in the background. All right, Chris, this is a coincidence. In this day in 1992, the public voted 3-1 in favor of the postage stamp featuring young Elvis as opposed to the old Elvis.
Coincidence indeed.
It is estimated that 124 million of the stamps were held on by collectors. So I wonder if our lady Victoria from this morning, because she said she does stamps and coins, if she has any of the old Big E Elvis stamp from way back when. And I'd prefer the younger Elvis as well as too. All right.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The San Miguel CSD is seeking candidates to fill 3 seats for its board of directors in the November election. There are 2 4-year terms until 2030 and 1 2-year term ending in 2028. The CSD board meets every fourth Thursday at 6 p.m. in San Miguel's Senior Center. The clerk recorder's office released an update yesterday evening for votes that were counted in San Luis Obispo County on election night. Michael Aaron Woody is still ahead in the District 2 race with 52% of the votes, and Jimmy Paulding has 52% in District 4. The next update will be provided today by 5 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will be interviewing Josh Friedman and Dave Duringer. They'll be talking about Ukraine. Josh just got back from Ukraine, and Dave has a relative or two in there. That's kind of been lost in the shuffle considering what's been going on in the Middle East. So enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.